I came to Bristol 1995. I come from London. Yeah, I miss the city I born. Because before I come here, I never go away the city I born. I stay with my parents. I finish my school. I just started to work 1 year before the Civil War. I was willing to have a nice life, but it doesn't happen. I started to become a refugee. Then I decided to try to get out anywhere in the world. So luckily, I get a visa to come UK, 1989. Then I come to London, 1989. Me and my husband, we were not married in that time, but we decided before we come here to get married, and then we get married, 1990. We used to leave London until 1995, and we had 3 boys. Then after that, we decided to move in Bristol. Bristol was a small city, and it was so quiet. Also, I had some Somali neighbors near to my house. I really like it because you can see some like heritage old building. The problem is that my kids, they are British, and I'm from Somalia. So we have 2 different cultures, different language. They speak very well in our language as well, but they speak in Somali the way I speak to the English. They grow up, my kids. They feel in their country here. They don't have any other. They're just, this is their home. When they go my country, they just feel to go holiday, just another country. And the other thing is the culture is completely different. So me and my husband, we just put it together, 2 different cultures, to become one family, stick together. So we make sure they don't lose their language. They have to make sure they have to have a good education. And also we have to make sure they have to have good religion. We have 5 kids and majority are boys and the teenage. So you can't order them. Just always you have to speak to them. Negotiation, do this, do that. What did you do this, what did you... So it's really hard. It's a lot of Somali mothers who had frustrated and depressed about the children. So some of them, their kids, they don't do well things. So we say just, you have to be strong. To be honest, it's not a nice area to grow up the kids here. There are so many things bad here, which is not acceptable. Like, always you can see people who sell the drugs, who is smoking the drugs. Even if you walk on the street, sometimes you smell smoke things, makes music. It's affected a lot of young Somali guys as well. When I compare in my country, there's not that much worry about it to be a parent. I got a lot of friends who go back to home. One of my friends, she moved away from here. Her mother decided to move back there. And the girl and her husband, they decided to move back there as well. So I contacted them. So they so happy over the moon. They say, we don't want to come back. But I think one day they will come back because they're really British anyway.